Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
The Lord. In fact, why don't you get up from your seat, high five 2, 3, 4 people and say to them, you better remember, you better. Come on, say like an American, you better, you better. I hear some people saying you better. No, say you better. Amen. What an awesome God. Come on, still standing to your feet if you can. Everybody just stand to your feet and just lift up, close your eyes, lift up your hands to the heavens. I feel the power of God in this place already. The favor of God is here. Just lift up your hands and acknowledge with your eyes closed. Acknowledge the awesome presence of God in this place. Just acknowledge Him. Oh, count it a privilege that this morning you are counted amongst the people who are in the presence of God. Just bless His name, bless His name, bless His name. Give Him praise, 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 give Him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, we give you honor. We give you praise, we give you honor. We give you praise, we rejoice in your presence. We rejoice in your presence. Evermore we rejoice in your presence. Your presence, your presence, your presence, your presence. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me ask you this. How many of you keep in focus even when you are not in church? I mean, throughout the week, that this is your year of greatness. Let me see by hands. That this is your year of greatness. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I'm telling you, line upon line, precept upon precept, little here, little there, God is leading us to our year of greatness. Amen. If you haven't seen any hint of greatness in your life, don't give up, because it's there. And it's just a matter of time. Amen. Our key verse for this year is Psalm 71 verse 21, isn't it? Thou shalt increase my greatness. Thou shalt increase. It is God who will increase your greatness. It is God, not yourself. Maybe you are trying to do it yourself. It doesn't mean that you should sit folding your arms and doing nothing. There's a role that God wants you to play. Amen. In Psalm 119 verse 133, it's an old verse we all know. It says, order my steps in thy word. Order my steps in thy word. Order my steps. See, if God is going to increase your greatness, then it takes God to order you and to show you, take the step, don't take the step, take the step. There are a lot of people who are looking for take this step. They don't listen to don't take this step. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But sometimes it's also going to be don't take this step. Don't go into this relationship. Don't move into this job. Don't move into this job. It's true, it's giving you a lot of money, but don't move into this. You see, and the way God is going to do it is that He's going to order. The steps of the righteous man are ordered. God is going to order. He's going to order. Order is order. You see, orders are sometimes not comfortable, but they are orders. Amen. This morning, I want you to close your eyes and genuinely pray this prayer and say, Lord, order my steps in your word. Order my steps in your way. Come on, lift up your voice right now and begin to pray. Say, Lord, order my steps, order my steps, order my steps. I'm telling you, this morning, somebody's steps are going to be turned the other way around because of this request. This morning, somebody's steps are going to be turned around. There's going to be a U-turn. There's going to be a left turn. There's going to be a right turn. There's going to be a complete turn for somebody because you are praying this prayer. Order my steps, 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 order my steps. Come on, pray that prayer. Say, Lord, order my steps. Let it not be what I want necessarily, but let it be that which you want. Steps that will lead me into greatness. Steps that will lead me into greatness. Order my steps. Order my steps. Order my steps. Order my steps. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Come on, lift up your hand one more time and give Lord God a praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor for his greatness, his goodness, his mercies. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for a great opportunity to be here, to hear your word. We ask that you speak to us, minister to us. Let us leave your presence healed, delivered. Send your word to us. Let your word enter. The Bible says that the entrance of your word, not just a hearing, but when it has entered, it giveth light. Let light come to us through the entrance of your word. Light that would take us out of darkness, meaning bondages, and word that would deliver us from darkness and take us to where you want us to be. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Auntie Marilyn, it was your birthday, isn't it? All right. Stretch forth your hands towards Auntie Marilyn. When God asks me to pray for you before I preach, I'll do it too for you. All right. Stretch your hands towards Auntie Marilyn. Just begin to thank God for her life. She's such a sweet mother amongst us. An elderly person, but very caring, very loving, always doing her best. Just pray for her. Pray for the mercies of God. Pray that God will bless her with many more years. Pray for health and strength for her. In Jesus, cancel every work of the enemy, every plan and purpose of the enemy. Let's pray that the purposes of God will still be established in her life. Pray that she will live long, health and strength, and she will continue to be a blessing unto many. Father, we are grateful. We thank you. We bless you for our dear mommy, Auntie Marilyn. Bless her on this occasion of her birthday. Let her, oh God, experience you more than ever. Comfort her when she's alone. Speak to her heart when she's alone. In times that she feels hopeless, Lord, let hope come. For when hope cometh, it giveth life. Be with her. Give her strength and health. Thank you for many more years of being with her. And even a greater opportunity to even impart us more. Thank you for her heart. Thank you for the love in her heart for everyone in this place. Children yet to be born and children that are even around, always giving gifts and blessing them. Let her lack nothing. Meet all her needs according to your riches and glory by Christ. Father, let there be opened heavens over her. I thank you and I bless you in Jesus' name. Bless her on this birthday. Anoint her with oil. Kalisto palimba prechi. Istorunge dede sapayende. Sampre, sampre. Yes, yes, yes. We drive away fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of sudden happenings out of your life. Free and joyful in your heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. God is good, isn't it? All right. So this morning is a very busy morning. We have a baby, two baby dedications actually. One with Pastor Kobe. So Pastor Kobe is preaching, and as soon as he's done, he's going to rush here, and I will do a dedication. I'll dedicate his baby boy. And then right after I'm done, I will hand over the service to him, and I'll go to Delaware to deliver, or not to deliver, to dedicate, to dedicate Pastor Daniel's baby. So those of you who think pastors, we are not powerful. Pastors are also powerful. All right, we are showing you that we can also have babies, isn't it? So it's a very wonderful time. Lady Pastor is not here, she's in Ghana, and I'm going to celebrate her mom's 1 year anniversary. I will join her later on for a few days just before the ceremony. Amen. So we are blessed this morning. I prayed over the offering, isn't it? Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God is going to bless you this morning. Amen. So let's continue our series on the secret. The secret, isn't it? The secret, not a secret. The secret. It's a specific secret. But now it's open, isn't it? And the secret is your quiet time. Your quiet time. Quiet time. One-on-one times with God. How many of you have one-on-one times with God? Ask your neighbor that you have one-on-one. You don't have to answer, so I don't want you to lie in church. People can lie in church, but don't lie in church. Eh? Just ask your neighbor that, do you have your quiet time? What did they say? They said they do? Sometimes. All right. All right. Tell them, try and have it every day. So that is the secret. The secret is your one-on-one time with God. Very, very important. It's the main key for any person who does well in God. I'm yet to see any great man of God, Bishop Dak Hayward Mills, Bishop Ayedepo, all the great men of God that I know, Kenneth Hagin. It's always a quiet time, a one-on-one time with God, a one-on-one time with God, a one-on-one time with God. You need that, and that is the secret. If you are going to be great and you are destined for greatness, it's going to take a quiet time, your quiet daily time for daily instructions to get to where you have to be. Amen. In Psalm 119 verse 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. So the word of God is lamp. It's a lamp. It's light to your feet and light to your path. It shows you the next steps to take. So it means that are you listening to me? Without the word of God, you will not likely know what steps to take. That is why your quiet time, you need to hear from God. There's an old song by Andre Crouch, I need to hear from you. Isn't it? You need to hear from, don't take any decision without God. You need to hear from him. If you want to be great, you need to hear from God. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Immediate, the next step to take. And it's also a light to your path. The long distance, it takes the word of God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So that is your quiet time. And that is why we're talking about this particular secret. Amen. So we've talked about a few things, just a quick recap. A daily quiet time breaks down evil strongholds. When you have your daily quiet time, it breaks down evil strongholds. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. Is not my word like fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. So his word is like a hammer that breaks the word of the rocks into pieces. And you and I know that rocks don't just break with one blow. They break with repetitive blows. There's always a last straw that will break the camel's back. And that is why you need to go before the Lord every day. Every day. Several times a day. The word has to be with you. Because anytime you come into contact with the word of God, it's an opportunity for another blow. Tap your neighbor and say, you need another blow. From the word of God. Yeah, not a blow from somebody else. Amen. All right? So that is a daily quiet time breaks down evil strongholds. Number two, a daily quiet time leads to the cutting away of unwanted aspects of our lives and character. There are certain things about us. Yeah, there are certain things about us. Yeah. One of the things that God has been dealing with me this week is that I just learned, not that I didn't know, but I was refreshed about it, that it takes a heart of gratefulness to even get to your destiny. Bible says that rejoice evermore. Yeah. I realize I have to be praising God every day. Sister Macaria, we need to praise God every day. You need to wake up with praises in your lips. Yeah. If one side of your house seems to be collapsing, move to the other side that is straight and lift up your hands and praise God. It's a deliberate thing that you need to do. Do you understand? Yeah. So to me, that's a part of my character that needs to be chopped off, and I'm working on it seriously. I'm learning how to turn every complaint into praises. So when I think of it, I say, Father, I thank you. This morning when I woke up, I lifted up my hands. I say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. You need to thank God. Those of you who grumble and always your face is squeezed as though you've taken quinine. In my country, there's something called Alafia bitters. Or what? Living bitters. Hey, Pastor Kobe. Hey, the way you are saying wonder is as though you've tasted it before. Yeah. Don't make your face look like the whole world is against you. God has done enough for you. Praise Him. Praise Him for the one thing that you have received as you wait for the 9 more to come. Do you understand? I'm telling you, I have children. Even me as a father, an earthly father, I am moved when my children are grateful for the little that I do. Yes. It stirs me up to do more for them. That is why you should. It's a command. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice again. I say rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, just give me a smile. Yes, and then try and smile. Number 3, a daily quiet time will bring great spiritual growth. It will bring great spiritual growth. In fact, this morning I told myself that I have to depart from this number 3 because we've been there for like 3 weeks, all right? And that's not the main topic. Pastor Kobe, sometimes we make subtopics become the main topic and they take over the main topic. But you have to learn to give it up. So I'm going to try and give it back. But before I give it up, just one more thing. Amen. Listen, you see, your spiritual growth should be your concern. Your spiritual growth should be your concern. Be worried that you are not growing. There's a problem when you have stunted growth. Last year you were 5 feet. 2 years ago you were 5 feet. 6 years ago you were 5 feet. 10 years ago you were 5 feet. You have not added an inch to your growth, spiritually I mean. It's a problem. Don't move around unbothered as though, you see, because you see, so long as you remain a child, you differ, in scripture, I said, you differ not from a servant. So long as you're a child, your inheritance is limited. My first son, Timothy, he came home over this weekend, and he's always asking for a car, always a car. But in my mind, I'm always assessing him, that is he ready? Is he ready? Because having a car is not just having something to sit in and drive. It's more than that. You have to learn how to change oil, know when to change oil, know when even not to drive the car because of a certain sound you hear. That if I drive it, this car is just going to be damaged more. It's more than that. You have to pay insurance. You have to pay parking. Yeah. When he is on campus, parking for a year is over $1,000, he says. So all these things are. So I'm saying that at a point, you cannot inherit. But I'm sure a time will come, he would not even have to ask me, I'll get him a car. Yeah. All I have to do is just put one or two things together, talk to Brother Blow or something, I'll get a car. Right, Brother Blow? Yeah. So you are limited when you don't grow up. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are limited when you don't grow up. So grow up. Say, I'm sorry to tell you this in church, but grow up. Amen. Now, so in growing, we've talked about their babies, their children, and their adults, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah. Now, one of the characters, so let me step back a little bit. One of the ways to assess yourself as a Christian is to look at the characteristics that come out of you. See, by their fruit, you will know them. So when your fruit are the fruit of babies, then that's what you are. When your fruit are the fruit of a child, then that's what you are. When your fruit are the fruit of an adult, then that's what you are. Now, let me give you one more. I said I was going to stop it, but let me give you one more trait of a baby Christian. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Are you here? Are you understanding the simple word? I told you that we're going to have a baby dedication. I'm very proud of our pastors because they are showing the congregation that we're also powerful. We can have babies. In fact, we are demonstrating to you how you can be spiritual and have babies. Karis, why are you laughing? You understand what we are saying? All right, so now look at here. Look at this first. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Look at what the Bible is telling us. It says, and I, brethren, could not, verse 1, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. So he's talking to the church in Corinth, and he's talking to the church in Philadelphia, and he's talking to the church, all the churches all over the world. All right, he says, I can't talk to you as mature people. I have to talk to you as babes. So let's read on. So why was he lamenting this way? It says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able to bear it. You remember in Hebrews chapter 5, 12, 13, we talked about it last week, all right? Yeah. Being fed with milk is a sign of a baby. You cannot give baby meat. You cannot give. They can't even open their mouth and receive it. All they know is liquid sucking on something. So why is this so? Verse 3. So now he's saying that he's giving us a reason why it is why they are babies and they are not adults. They are not skillful with the word of God. Verse 3 says, for ye are yet carnal. Why are you carnal? For whereas there's among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? So you see, one of the characteristics of babies are carnal Christians. One of the characteristics of babies is that there's envying and there's strife and there are divisions. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, this word, you have to like it. So smile. You can't just come here and I'll just tell you only sweet things. Your mother loves you. Your papa may love you and all that. No, this is also the word of God. The word of God is powerful. Eh? It's profitable. One of the things about the word of God is also able to reprove. So what I'm trying to show you is that when you fight and you quarrel and there are divisions. See, over here he gives up the example. The Corinthians were fighting. I'm of Paul. I'm of Apollos. I like this. So in other words, I like this person. I don't like this person. It's a sign that you are a baby. So I'm trying to preach to you for you to grow up. Stop fighting. Stop quarreling. Yeah, instead of that, win some souls. If our soul winning is a solution to all fights and yeah. Tap your neighbor and say, I will never quarrel with you. Yeah, I will never fight with you. Mama Lou, I like the way you are tapping your husband. I will never fight with you. What scripture is that? Hush, don't even talk again. Yeah. It's a sign. Listen. This is how you become great. It's a conscious, I'm telling you, all the great men of God, when you listen to them, nobody just arrives. It's a deliberate attempt, a deliberate effort made to say, I will not do this. Yeah. I'm not the one to, this is a word. So long as there are divisions, I like you, I don't like you. I like you, I don't like you. I won't talk to you again. I don't want this. I like this. You see? It's a sign of you are a baby. You are a baby. You are a baby. In the spiritual realm, if we're to take spiritual pictures, Pastor Kobe, I hope one day your camera will become a spiritual camera, that when you are taking pictures, we have a true picture of people. Special x-rays. Some of us will be in diapers. Size 20 diapers. Yeah, custom made. Thank you. Because you won't find it in BJ's. You won't find it anywhere else. This, we have to go straight to the manufacturer. I have to go to Huggies and ask them, can you please make a special diaper for this person with hip so and so and bar so and so? Anybody who fights, including me, I won't fight anybody. I will not quarrel with anybody. Yes. I won't, you can fight me if you want. I won't fight with you. I won't quarrel with you. Yeah. I will not envy you. If I, when I see God blessing you, it's a sure sign that God is alive. It's a sure sign that mine is coming. That's what it means. That God is alive and God is working on your case. Yours has come through. Mine is on the way. Wow. I said, wow. All right, let me leave it at that and move on. All right. So let's take, so would this be number four or number five? Number four. A regular quiet time puts a weapon into the hand of the believer. When you have a regular quiet time, it puts a weapon in your hands. Yeah. So that is why a lot of Christians are weak. Yeah. You can't drive away witches and wizards. When evil knocks on your door, you just fall to it. When evil comes, we just fall to it because you are weak. When you begin to get into the place where you have a daily quiet time, a daily encounter with the word of God. Auntie Evelyn, you are most welcome. I really missed you. Amen. And those who don't like you can be upset. Yeah. One day I was preaching and one of the sisters, I think it was Sister Sabine, and I said, oh, you look very nice today. Then somebody was offended. They said, this pastor, he's chasing women in the church. He likes the woman. And she was offended and she left the church. Yeah, he's a baby Christian. Yeah. I have a pure heart. If you have a problem, it's your problem. Yeah. There's no woman here who can testify that I've chased them. God be my help. I don't chase anybody. I'm adding that one because the Bible says, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. So I'm yielding to that one too, that God be my help. Amen. 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 Yeah. But Auntie Evelyn has been here ever since the church started. Yeah. Always consistent. If you don't see Auntie Evelyn, then you know that either she's out of town or there's a problem. And when she's going away, she'll tell me. You see. So I notice when she's not here. Anyway, let's move. So where was I? This is my career. So when you have your daily quiet time, it places a weapon in your hands. If you don't have a daily quiet time, it means that you are weaponless. Weaponless. Look in your hands and tell yourself, ask yourself, do I have any weapons? That is why when you meet the devil, you are not equipped. There's no weapons in your hands. But when you have your daily quiet time, it places a weapon in your hands. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Let me give you a scripture for that, and then we'll be doing our baby dedication. And then I'm going to hand over the service to Pastor Kobe to finish as I go to Delaware. What a shock. He didn't know. All right. Are you there? So Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. It says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit." The sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. See, many of us have the sword of the flesh. Yeah, your fights are always fist fights. Either fist fight for men and mouth fight for women. Occasionally, it's the other way around. Occasionally, you have women who beat men. Very rarely, but it happens. At least I know of one. Yeah. So women have the problem of using their mouth. Can just have a diarrhea of words. And men have the problem of easily wanting to hit. You see, but that's not a weapon. You see, yeah. I'm taking a little side gen. Sometimes when you see that there's a little unease at home, don't talk. Just find a little quiet room and just rebuke the enemy out of your house. You see how the atmosphere will change. Yeah. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. It is not against who you are seeing. It is against somebody behind. Yeah. And I don't care who you are. You can be even me, a pastor. The devil can. If I give him the opportunity, that's what the Bible says, and give no place to the enemy. Give no place to the devil. Depending on how I conduct myself, I could be used. The devil used Peter. He used Apostle Peter. Isn't it? Yeah, he can use anybody. So the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. It means that anybody who does not use or does not have his quiet time daily or does not interact with the word of God will not have the sword of the Spirit and therefore would not have weapons in your hands to fight the enemy. Now, let's step back a little bit. Still in Ephesians chapter 6. Let's start from verse 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness." Those are the things we're wrestling against. We're wrestling against wicked spirits. Wicked spirits. Wicked, wicked spirits. Yeah. So don't be amazed at the kind of things that sometimes can come to you. And that is why you need to rise up and have a daily encounter with the word of God and be prepared. I'm telling you, sometimes your time with God would even equip you for the day. Has it not happened to you before? Yeah, you just woke up or got up from your knees, dealing with God, working with God, and listening to God. God gives you a message. And as soon as you get up, you face exactly what God told you you're about to face. And then realize, wow, that is why God said this to me at 5 a.m. Because he was equipping me. Wicked spirits. Then it says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." Everybody say the whole armor of God. So it takes the whole armor. It says, because we are dealing with wicked spirits, take the whole armor of God. Take the whole armor. Verse 8, isn't it? Take the whole armor of God. It takes the whole armor of God. So please, you cannot choose this and take this and leave this one. Every one of them is important. Let me tell you something. God does not create foolish things. The devil is smart. He's full of tricks. He knows which part of the weapon is weak. Trust me. And he will go through the part that he can get to you. He knows you. He knows that drugs is not a problem. But maybe anger is a problem. And that is why, that is the window, that is the part that he will come through again and again every day. That is why you need the whole armor of God. So it says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all done all to stand. Then it says, stand therefore, your loins get about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You see, I'm reading this whole thing because this is what I'm trying to establish, that every part of the weapon is related to the word directly. It's true, he mentioned the sword of the spirit, but within every weapon, don't be tired, don't sleep on me, wake up. I'm talking about something. I'm talking to you about something that will make a difference between you succeeding and a difference between you failing. I'm talking about something that will lift you up spiritually and help you and make a difference. So wake up, don't sleep on me. Yeah. It's part of the enemy's strategy to even make you sleep at such a time like this and feel bored at such a time like this, because he knows he wants to get you. So I'm telling you right now that every part of the weaponry is related to the word of God. It's the sword of the spirit. Let me prove it to you the next few minutes. So we talk, we just stand there for having your loins get about with truth. When you read, John 17, 7 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is 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 truth. So when he says, stand there for your loins get about with truth, thy word is, stand there for with your loins get about with the word. With the word. You need a daily quiet time. You need a constant quiet time. You need a consistent quiet time. There is nobody who just with one encounter learns everything or knows everything. Yeah, I'm telling you, God's word is endless. A word today, you think you've learned enough, you wait. Visit it again next week. You will see things that you never thought you would see. Are you here? I'm just going to run through a few of them quickly. Then righteousness, having the breastplate of righteousness. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. The word of righteousness. Righteousness. Right. You cannot be righteous. You cannot deal with the with anything in terms of righteousness without the word. It is the word that directs us and shows us how to maintain the right standing with God. That is why it's a word of righteousness. Quickly, 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preach. This is the word which by the gospel is preached. So the gospel is the word. The good news is the word. So that's the word again, isn't it? Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of salvation. Taking the shield of salvation. Of faith. Taking the shield of faith. Taking the shield of faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. The way you get faith is through, or the way you get faith is through the word. Isn't it? So you, here again, you cannot do without the word. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Let me tell you something. Life is full of fights. Life is full of fights. We will fight till we die. That is why the Bible says, fight a good fight. I used to love boxing. Any boxing fight that is just a complete wash is never an exciting fight. A good fight is exchanges and givings. And say, this fight was good. Otherwise, it's not a fight, it's a beating. So it's our ability to be able to quench the fire. Let me tell you, when you wake up in the morning, the devil starts throwing fiery. Not even that, they are fiery darts. Ask your neighbor, do you understand fiery? He's out to get you. He's out to down you. He's out to put you flat. That is why you need your quiet time. You need your daily quiet. You need that encounter with the word of God, which will generate faith in you to be able to quench the fiery darts. The person who does not have encounters, daily encounters with the word of God, those you cannot quench the fiery. That is why, let me tell you something. Anybody who is always afraid, you know, your life is so disorganized. It's like every day you're under siege. It's just, let me tell you, we pray for you, we do everything for you, but it's time to wake up and grow up and develop your skill in the word of God so that you'll be able to have a shield that you can, when the devil says, okay, then you stop it. I block you. 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 I block. I mean, you are more than a spiritual ninja. Yeah. Are you understanding? So you need the word of God. You need that daily encounter of spending time with God. God says to you things. You pray about it. He gives you better understand, and he talks to you and he's giving you a daily word. Otherwise, you will not make it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Wow. Are you understanding? So, I don't know why, if you can understand this, I would not understand why you would not want to spend time with God. If you understand this, quiet time should not be boring. It should be one of the most exciting moments in your life, in your day. One that you look forward to. Every encounter with the word of God should be an exciting time for you. Wow. Bow down your heads as we close. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to pray for yourself this morning and ask God to help you, to help you, to help you. You know your weakness. You know what you can do and what you have not been doing. But ask him for help this morning. Maybe you ought to pray and say, Lord, I'm weak in this area. I'm not doing well in this area. Yeah. Instead of always looking very spiritual, say, God, I need help in this area. I feel the presence of God in this place. And I feel God is making available help today to help you. So ask him to help you. Ask him to help you. Ask him for the grace to develop a new walk with him. One that is filled with frequent times with him. His word. His word. In prayer. Special moments with him. I love his presence. You must love his presence. And you must love being with him alone. Just listening to him. In a quiet time. Specific place. Away from your wife, away from your husband, away from your beloved, away from your children, away from anybody else, just you and God, just the two of you. Ask him for that grace to develop that habit. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you. We bless you. Grant us, oh God, that grace in Jesus' name. With every head bowed, every eye still closed, if you're here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I don't know where I'll go if I were to die today. Just lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. Anybody like that here? Say, Pastor, pray for me. I'm not sure where I would go if I were to die. Just lift up that hand. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you are here and your relationship with God is not right. You know it. You call yourself a Christian, but you know that you are not where you ought to be. I want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray with me. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. Just slip up your hand quietly. Every eye closed. Don't make it difficult for people. I want to give you the chance to rededicate your life to Christ. Anybody here? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us all pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you died for my sins. You died to rescue me from hell. Today, I rededicate my life to you. I give my life to you. Cleanse me. Wash me. I receive you as my Lord and Savior and Deliverer and Healer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you are sick in any part of your body, just put your hand wherever it is. If it's a place you can't put your hand on your heart. If you are in health, put your hand on your heart. I'll pray for you. Father, thank you that healing is our bread, is a children's bread. So I pray for everyone in this place. God, by your word, say by his stripes, we were healed. If we were healed, then we are healed and we are in health. So by this word, in Jesus' name, I command every illness, every sickness, every sick part, every sickness in this room, even sicknesses that are known and that which is unknown, let it be quenched. Let it be cursed from its root. Let cancerous cells be quenched in Jesus' name. Let illnesses be quenched in Jesus' name. And let healing be the portion of everyone that is here. I thank you and I bless your name. I say thank you that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, put your hands together for the Lord. So we're going to do our